The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Always makes me a bit nervous when I read about a ad hoc committee of any type. And the South Carolina House of Representatives, they have their House Santee Cooper ad hoc committee working on this this disaster that we have that's part of the VC Summer nuclear plant. Billions of dollars sunk into this facility that nobody seems to know for sure what's going to happen. The State Senate Finance Committee, they rejected some of the options that were laid out. The South Carolina House seems to have a different idea of what should be done. Joining me for a few minutes this morning, Dr. Orrin Smith, a senior fellow with Palmetto Promise. Palmetto Promise has, they've done quite a bit of research and have followed this very closely, and Dr. Smith and I have talked about it many times before. Wanted to get him in for a few minutes this morning and kind of give us an update. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Doing well, Joey. Great to hear your voice.
Good to have you in as well. The state legislature, and I know this is surprising to everybody, but they seem to be in a bit of indecision here, not quite sure what to do.
Well, it reminds me of the old, I think it was a Hank Williams Jr. song, something about the House is against the Senate and the Senate's against the House and I don't like cats in the house, something like that.
Yes.
But I'm for love. The House and the Senate are having problems getting on the same page, and that's probably the story of our democracy and story of our state. Mm-hmm. But Santee Cooper, of course, was a partner in the VC Summer expansion. That's a plant in Fairfield County, straight north of Columbia, and that was an expansion of a nuclear plant, which, you know, two new nuclear reactors are supposed to come online, and SCANA was going to take part of the energy, and Santee Cooper is going to take the rest. It seemed like a great idea because energy, you know, nuclear energy was clean, and there were all these federal tax breaks for building nuclear, but everything crashed. They pulled out. Billions were sunk into this. SCANA was sold to Dominion Energy out of Virginia. So that left what to do with Santee Cooper, and the legislature put it off for a whole year while they dealt with SCANA and Dominion, and eventually Dominion by SCANA. So all this past year, they've been dealing with Santee Cooper, numerous, as you said, ad hoc committees to study the issue. Finally, the House and Senate agreed that they would ask the McMaster administration, Department of Administration, to come back with three recommendations. The legislature would then be able to choose from that menu of three to sell, to hire new management on a contractual basis, or to entertain a reform plan from Santee Cooper itself. And I think a lot of folks were skeptical and thought it was kind of silly even to add that into the options. But that's what they got. And the winner of the buyer competition was huge, NextEra Energy out of Florida. It's a Fortune 200 company that owns it's the largest utility in the country. And then the Dominion, who owns SCE&G, now said, well, we can make a great manager because we already own an adjacent utility. And then Santee Cooper presented a reform plan. Well, the House, I think, always has leaned toward a sale. And Governor McMaster has always leaned toward a sale. And we have advocated a sale. But the House felt that there was some sweeteners to the deal that NextEra had offered. Like, for instance, there was some debt. And there were some liabilities that they were not going to cover. Now, they were going to cover a lot. They were going to cover almost $10 billion worth. But there were some issues that were left unresolved. They thought they could get a better deal. With the Senate, perhaps the Senate may have thought that as well. But my concern is I think the Senate thought mostly about their procedure. And their procedure was you had to pick one of the three.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than go back, right? Rather than go back and try to negotiate a better deal, see what else Santee Cooper could offer in their reform plan, and just sort of keep the negotiations going, they sort of look across the lobby at the House and said, wait a minute, we set up a, and it was really the Senate's idea to set up this idea where you'd get three options. So they really, frankly, fell in love with their three-option plan, and they just wanted the House to pick one.
Yes.
And when the House said, well, why don't we just negotiate and try to get a better deal, the Senate said, wait a minute, that was our plan. You had to pick A, B, or C. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. So
the Senate, they were looking for option D, which wasn't one of the – which was not one of the original options.
They are claiming that they have chosen option C. The Senate's claiming they've chosen the reform plan, but they have a specific way the reform plan needs to work. So, mm-hmm. in essence, I think they're making modifications to the original A, B, and C as well. I frankly think the Senate, because the Senate, just a couple of senators have so much power, I think some of the leadership in the Senate may have just sort of lost patience with this issue. But after all this that has been invested, not only in a great big, two great big holes in the ground in Fairfield County, but also the state has invested. I think Santee Cooper itself has invested about $15 million just in the study to get to this point. So this is all state business, because the state is in the electricity business. And to us, that's problem number one. The state government should not be in the electricity business. That's why we need to sell Santee Cooper. And a lot of folks, I think, Joey, thought that they weren't going to be very good offers.
Yeah.
That it was going to be like a fire sale. You know, we've already devalued this utility so much because of all these problems. But then when NextEra came out with their offer of almost $10 billion all in, that was just kind of took the air out of the room, I think.
I think it surprised everybody.
I think it did. Yeah, I thought people thought that it would be less. And frankly, I have no knowledge whatsoever, inside knowledge, but I think they probably would be willing to do more in certain areas, particularly taking care of some of the liabilities that they were originally planning to leave behind, like pension issues and a couple of legal issues. If they were to offer to cover those, who knows? I mean, it might be just the deal of the century. But, and the House looks like they want to get there. The Senate's not so sure. I have no idea what will happen, but it could end up, look back at your eighth grade civics, it'll probably end up in a conference committee.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
Dr. Orrin Smith, senior fellow with the Palmetto Promise. So quickly, I mean, which option do you guys prefer?
We are very supportive of a sale. We want the state to get the best deal possible. And we think probably there could be some sweeteners to NextEra's offer. We need to get there. And that's going to be the struggle here in the next weeks and months before they adjourn, or if they have to call a special session to take care of it.
Yep. Good to have you. Always good to get your input on this and just kind of break these issues down for us. Have a great Wednesday.
You too. Thank you.
Be safe out there. Dr. Orrin Smith with Palmetto Promise.